Just a heads up, the Razzball Football Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Show might make your muscles start to spasm. It may even cause some of you to orgasm.
It's the Razzball Podcast. You need fantasy help.
Well, we think you prefer us. You rock the mic so hard, we should ride in the tour. Make you shoot all down your leg like your Plaxico Burris.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
It's Razzball, baby.
Razzball, Razzball, Razzball. Love that song.
I was going to do the guitar riff, but yeah, kind of ended.
That's awesome. You just came in there. That wasn't even planned.
Not at all.
You know, the beautiful thing, JB, is that when our career as failed podcasters is over, we can start a career as to-be-failed musicians. How about that?
Or we could start a barbershop quartet and join another podcast.
Oh, that's, yeah, I have no musical talents. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the Razzball Football Podcast. I'm Nick Capozzi. I'm driving the bus, but the guy sitting next to me virtually, he's the guy that opens up the stop sign on the side when the kids are getting off the bus. That's JB Gilpin. JB, say hello to the Razzball world.
Hey, everyone, how you doing? You know, Nick does drive the bus, but I still can reach over and pull the wheel and take it off a cliff if I want to.
yeah, that's fair. That's fair, JB. So, JB, listen, we are kind of smack dab into the quarter pole of the fantasy football season anyway. There's been a lot of excitement. Actually, it's not true because we're 4 weeks in, so we're at the quarter pole of the real NFL season. We're like 30-something percent done with fantasy football. That might be a problem.
I think your math skills might be the problem.
Well, what's
25%? Four of 16. No,
4 out of 13, man. Hey, not everyone's like me.
Well,
not everyone's going to.
Weeks? Oh, well, I had public schooling down here that was questionable. My attention skills, ADD runs rampant. It's just tough.
I'm not going to comment on that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are tuned in again, hopefully you've been downloading every week. And if not, this is where you can find us, of course, on iTunes. And if you found us on iTunes and you haven't been to the site, you definitely want to go to razzball.com/football. And that's going to be where you're going to find all your cheat sheets, all your tiers, where guys like JB and guys like Sky and other great writers are producing great content, sometimes on more than a daily basis. So you definitely want to check that out. You can always follow us too. JB is at JB Gilpin, GILPIN on Twitter. And I am at Nick Capozzi, NICKCAPOZZI. I'm the guy you want to tweet if you've got questions about the show or stuff you want to see. If you've got start sit questions, hit up JB. He'll help you out with that on Sunday morning. I have better things to do on Sunday morning than answer your questions. Okay? I'm just kidding.
What are the better things that you're doing on Sunday mornings?
Well, okay, there's a lot that has to be done. First of all, I have to turn Red Zone on. I mean, that's a given. Second thing I have to do is prepare the assortment of deliciousness that will be consumed during watching football.
Canadian bacon? Is that one of them?
No, but if you are ever in Toronto, you do want to get a back bacon sandwich. You want to go down to St. Lawrence Market and have a back bacon sandwich.
Back bacon. I'll remember that. That just sounds good.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, that's what we call. We don't call it Canadian bacon. We call it
That's what the stupid Southerners say.
No, come on. There's no such thing as a stupid Southerner. That's an oxymoron, JB. Listen, any culture that invented shrimp and grits and biscuits and pork gravy, I mean, that's just A1 for me. Okay, we don't have that kind of stuff in Canada, all right?
Do you know what Bojangles is?
I believe he was an entertainer on the Chitlin' Circuit.
No, it's a fast food chain down here in the South.
Oh, okay.
It goes up. It's mostly just in the Southeast, but it's the best fried chicken and biscuits you'll have.
I'll tell you, man. You know, I have done many a trip across the down the U.S. East Coast, and I enjoyed the occasional Waffle House from time to time.
Oh, that's nothing. That's a truck stop.
What? Well, maybe that's what my Canadian standards are elevated to. Okay, JB?
Yeah, probably. What were your thoughts on week four? You have any overarching thoughts over everything?
Let me tell you, it has been a very interesting season so far for football in terms of real football and fantasy football. You know, another thing, too, if you listen to the Razzball Baseball podcast and follow us at razzball.com, it was also a really interesting year for baseball. So I don't know if things are starting, you know, if the Mayans were right with the calendar and, you know, there's all kinds of celestial events that are about to take place. But it's been an interesting year. When you see someone like Calvin Johnson get off to the start that he has, when you see, you know, Matthew Stafford, is he regressing? When you see Minnesota.
I called that one. I'm a Mayan on that one.
Yeah,
I was going to do the... But I think that's Middle East. I don't know what the Mayans' war call was.
JP. Yeah, so, hey, speaking of Mayan culture, if you ever get a chance and you're on the Mayan Peninsula down in Mexico, go see Chichen Itza if you want to see some fantastic, I was going to say artifacts, but no. What are the old temples called? Oh, my gosh. I'm going to get... Hold on. I'll blanket it. If you want to see some great history... ruins.
Well played.
Ruins. Head down and see what the Mayans did. They didn't just make calendars. They built some beautiful temples. Well, I'll tell you this. There's been some really interesting stuff, but let's kick off right into the games, and we'll touch on a couple of those key points. First game is, of course, the Thursday nighter. It is the undefeated Arizona Cardinals. They're going into St. Louis to take on the upstart Rams, who have been in every game they've played so far. 4-0 for the Cardinals. Are they legit, JB?
You know, for what they are, I think they are. I think they win this division. I think they have one of those 49ers from last year kind of years, led by their defense and offense. Our offense isn't as good as the 49ers was last year, but it's competent. And I think they can go, you know, 11-5. You know, that's only going, 7-5 the rest of the way and get into the playoffs.
I don't disagree with that. I will make a couple, if you're going to compare them to last year's 49ers, and I will also state I'm kind of a closet Cardinals fan a little bit. I think that the offensive line is not very good. And, I don't want to get into an Alex Smith, Kevin Cobb comparison because that's just reaching deep down into your bench. But there's no Frank Gore running for the Cardinals. Mind you, they got Fitzgerald.
That's what I was going to say right back at you. Is they've got Fitzgerald in the passing game. Yeah, the 49ers have Vernon Davis, but he's good, but he's not really dominant the way Fitzgerald is.
All right, there's two guys I want to mention very quickly in this game coming up. Andre Roberts, do you think he's legitimate, JB?
I don't. I think it was just a little bit of a fluky game last week. We haven't seen a good wide receiver two since Anquan Boldin was there with the Cardinals. You know, Kevin Cobb's not very good. I think it was just a function of the running game obviously doing nothing, which it's going to do more often than not is nothing. But I wouldn't trust him. He's worth a pickup, but unless he does this for another four straight weeks, I'm not playing him.
All right, what about Steven Jackson? He's been dealing with a gimpy hamstring.
Yeah, and it kind of scared me when he first had it, you know, the rumors of his groin. I'm not sure if it was the same groin that he hurt. It was maybe three or four years ago, and it really lagged into his season. But he got 18 touches. It wasn't a great game last week against the Seahawks, but it's the Seahawks. You know, it's another really tough matchup with these NFC West teams. Man, talk about a tough division. Anyway, I think he's still a flex, you know, which is pretty far down for where you drafted him. He's still getting the work. He's going to get the goal line touches. I think he'll be okay.
All right, so just let the Mayans know, in case it's not on the calendar, we are inputting a new segment into the Razzball Football Podcast. We're now going to be giving you an up and a down. So a player that you're up on, a player you're down on in every game. So give me your up from this Arizona at St. Louis game.
And, you know, his whole season's been up, but my up is Danny Amendola. I know his touchdown last week was on a fake field goal, kind of fluky. Didn't have a huge game, but it was against the tough Seahawks. Now it's the tough Cardinals. Yeah, even in a no PPR formats, he's getting it done. I like him again this week. I think he's marching up to – I said he was maybe a wide receiver top 15 after the first week or two, and you kind of laughed at me, and he's looking like that.
All right, who's your down?
Well, it's kind of obvious, but Ryan Williams, I mean, just what a brutal game. 13 carries for 26 yards. You know, his first game in the lead role with Beanie Wells on the IR. I think everyone needs to pick up William Powell. I think he gets a shot. I don't think he's anything that special, but Ryan Williams has shown he's not anything at all either. I think he's worth a pickup, but you're not playing either one, obviously, anytime soon.
All right, let's hop on to Sunday, the 1 o'clock games. First one up is the Cleveland Browns at New York Giants. Even with the secondary issues, including Kenny Phillips now getting hurt, there's no one you start except Trent Richardson in that game for Cleveland, correct?
Yeah, I think so. I think if you're really, really strapped in a two-quarterback league, Brandon Weeden might be worth a really weird spot start. You know, the Giants secondary, you know, he might get 300 yards and a touchdown just kind of through garbage time. But, yeah, you're definitely not starting any receivers.
All right. What are you hearing about Hakeem Nicks going forward?
Yeah, it's that foot injury. It sounded more and more like they're going to just shut him down for a couple more weeks. That's what I think they should do. I'm not going to guarantee that's what they do, but I have a feeling he's going to be out for a little while longer. You can't really trust Hickson or Barden at this point because we saw Hickson have the big game on Sunday night, and it wasn't Barden. I think Barden could have the big week this week, but you just never really know. I think you're starting Victor Cruz and no one else until Nicks is back.
All right, give me your up.
It's a pretty easy pick here. It's Trent Richardson. I think he's your first running back on virtually every team now. I mean, obviously, if you drafted someone else good, you know, you're fine. But 100 total yards last week, again, against the Ravens. You know, this isn't a great matchup either, but he's going to be involved in the passing game. I think he is a real legit top 15 fantasy player this year.
All right, give me your down.
Andre Brown, just a lot of people are saying he's going to – he looked a lot better than Bradshaw has. And it just kind of proves that if you have a huge game against the Carolina run defense, it just doesn't really mean anything. Only got 5 carries to Bradshaw's 13. Didn't do good with them anyway. I think it's still Bradshaw's backfield, and Andre Brown's just changed pace.
Just a quick question for you. I know David Wilson hasn't done anything as an actual running back yet, but he had a couple nice returns last week. Any chance we see him this year, or did I mess up in every league by reaching for him?
I don't want to be mean, but I think you did mess up some. I was down on him in the preseason. I saw him at VTech a lot. I didn't think he looked special. I know he's looked better speed wise, but I think he might get a carry or two here and there. He'd have to have some sort of ridiculous line of fortune with Brown or Bradshaw both getting hurt to really get a good share of that backfield.
Fair enough. Next game is the Green Bay Packers at Indianapolis Colts. I got a feeling this might be a quick and early blowout. Well, welcome back, by the way, Aaron Rodgers, kind of what you expected against a bad Saints D. But let's talk about James Jones. What do you think about him going forward?
I think it was another just function of the game. Got 2 touchdowns. One, he kind of caught it right in front of another guy. I don't have any trust in him.
Okay, and are you starting the rest of your Packers?
You know, I might leave Greg Jennings on the bench again, even if he's active. It's looking like he probably won't be because he re-aggravated his groin. But other than that, I'd start everyone else.
All right, let's flip over to the Colts side. Got to love Reggie Wayne here in that matchup. What do you think about Reggie Wayne going forward rest of season?
I think he's going to be, you know, high teens ranked wide receiver. I think a lot of people are forgetting about him because there was a bye week. I think he's going to have a great year, one of those 80 catch, 1,200 yards type years.
All right. And let me ask you quickly about Donald Brown. I don't get it. I know a lot of people are up, including yourself, on Donald Brown this year.
I am.
I just don't see it, JB.
Yeah, it's more of a function of the team. I'm saying function way too much. You got all that math in my head again. I forgot it, and it just hit a nerve, and now it's coming back.
Oh, careful. I'm going to start throwing metric out at you.
I know. I'm going to start throwing proofs and some sort of geometry terms to prove my points. I don't know. you got to bench him this week. We haven't really seen much. You expect the Packers to be up big. I think he's still the back you want for the rest of the year, obviously, for the Colts. But We got to get him in a good matchup.
Okay, just one word answer. What's his upside, though? What's Donald Brown's upside as a play? Running back one, two, flex.
For this week or rest of season?
No, rest of season. One word.
Flex.
Okay.
Sorry.
Who you up on in this game?
You know, it's Cedric Benson. Again, you know, obviously the Saints have shown nothing on run defense. He got 18 carries last week in a game where the Packers just threw the ball the whole time, and I was kind of surprised at how many carries he had. Plus a surprising four catches for 22 yards. That gives him over 100 total yards. Again, this will probably be a route. I think we see a lot of Benson, like him a lot.
Who are you down on?
I mentioned it earlier. It's Greg Jennings. You know, re-injured the groin. It's sounding like it's not a huge issue, and he might be able to play. But even if he does, I'm not going to play him because he can re-aggravate again. I want to see him have play through at least a full game in consecutive weeks before I trust him again.
All right, next up is the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia at the Steel City, Pittsburgh. This is the battle at Cheesesteaks versus Steel City Beer. How about that?
Oh, that sounds good. Actually, just put the two together, and there you go.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll take that whiz wit. Thank you very much. you told me earlier you like the Eagles' offense to explode in this one. You think that's still going to happen?
I do. I feel like the Eagles are on the brink of finally clicking on all cylinders. I know it's hard for people to see that when we've seen them be stagnant for so long and everyone expected them to be so good last year and then it didn't happen. It didn't happen this year. But we saw Oakland really run up the score on Pittsburgh. I think the Eagles could do the same thing. I like them a lot, all the weapons in this game.
See, you know what? I need to see it. I think Pittsburgh's defense hasn't gotten cohesive yet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Vic managed the game well last week, but, you know, Jackson hasn't been great. Macklin is nursing that hip injury.
What do you talk about? Jackson's been awesome. He hasn't been awesome, but he's been good, especially for where he was drafted. I still think that was a good call.
Yeah, well, listen, end of season will let us know. Who you up on in this game?
You know, it's Rashard Mendenhall. It may not be specifically for just this game, but the fact that he's suiting up and Isaac Redman and Jonathan Dwyer have been so bad that he, if he has any sort of, you know, 50 or 60 yard game, it's just going to be awesome. I think everyone needs to pick him up if for some reason someone hasn't already. I think he has, you know, 60 yards and a touchdown in this game because he's going to get the work.
All right, let me ask you this. I'm not a big Mendenhall guy, but in one league in particular, a really competitive league, I got him near the end of the draft. I've been sitting on him. What's his upside rest of season in terms of position? RB1, 2, flex, or bye week replacement?
2.
Okay, interesting. Who are you down on in this game?
Yeah, Macklin, just one catch for 7 yards last week. Man, I have him in multiple leagues. That was a tough one. You know, against a depleted Giants secondary.
You know,
man, it's going to be tough to start him this week.
I was going to say, a hip injury, you know, it is tough no matter what secondary you're playing with a hip injury to get open and make the catches. But, yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, and it's such a great matchup, I think, at least. But even so, he's the one guy on the Eagles that I'm scared to start.
Interesting. Next up is the Atlanta Falcons at Washington Redskins. Brutal loss last week for the Panthers. I don't want to rub any salt in that. But would it be fair to say that Roddy White might be, oh boy, this is a stretch. I don't want to say the best receiver in the NFL, maybe the best clutch receiver in the NFL, but I might put him in the top three with Calvin Johnson and A.J. Green. What do you think about that?
I do really like A.J. Green, but he's young and still developing a little bit.
He's the number one receiver in fantasy.
Yeah, but I just mean in general. Okay. I think Roddy White is the best all-around receiver in the NFL.
Interesting.
Sorry,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, so physical. Yeah, he was a wrestling champ through high school. He made huge plays downfield. He made huge plays over the middle. Matt Ryan and Julio Jones just did not get in sync, yet the passing offense didn't miss a beat against my Panthers. He is the best.
What'd you think about Turner's big game?
The Panthers' run defense is just terrible. No one could tackle him. Panthers' defense can't tackle. I think he's a great sell high right now. Don't love him for this matchup against the Redskins.
All right, and who are you starting from the Redskins' point of view? Just shoot me some names off. Obviously, we're going to be starting Morris. We'll be starting RG3. Anyone else?
You know, I'm going to still say start Pierre Garçon this week. I know he only had one catch last week and didn't look right, but they're going to have to throw against the Falcons. I would still roll the dice with them unless you have solid other options.
Interesting. Who are you up on in this game?
It's got to be Alfred Morris, man. What a season he's having. And even though it's not a great matchup against the Falcons, he's going to get the work. It wasn't a great matchup last week against the Bucks, and he still got over 100 yards. You know, could the Redskins really have a top fantasy running back on their team? It's the first time since Clinton Portis, right?
Interesting. Who are you down on?
It's got to be Julio Jones. Just didn't look, like I said, didn't look in sync. 8 targets, only 1 catch. Yeah, maybe his hand issues there, but I didn't really feel like he looked hurt. I just feel like it just didn't look like he was on the same page with Ryan. I think you might have to bench him this week. I mean, I know it's a great matchup, but...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely starting him over Garçon and over a lot of other of the like flavor of the week guys. But if you have good options, I wouldn't mind benching him. He just didn't look right at all, and Roddy White looked awesome.
Yeah, listen, I'm not disagreeing with you. We've talked about that he tends to have a lot of injuries, but I still think he's just supremely talented, so we'll see where he winds up. Next game on the docket is the Baltimore Ravens at the Kansas City Chiefs. So what does that make this? That makes it the crab cakes at the barbecue. Huge game last week for Bolden. I don't see that happening again anytime soon. Agree? Disagree?
Completely agree.
Okay. And what do you think about how they're using Ray Rice and Joe Flacco this year? Give me just kind of a brief synopsis on what you're seeing.
They're really trying to open up the offense for Flacco, and by doing so, I think they're hoping to open it up more for Rice. Last week, we didn't see Rice, you know, really take off, even though he got a fair amount of touches. But I don't see Flacco getting another 350-yard game like we've seen. I think we see Ray Rice get a lot more work this game, a lot more in the second half. I think this is kind of another route game. Kansas City's defense has just looked brutally bad.
All right, I know Jamaal Charles seems to be back on track, but I'm curious, injury aside, do you think there's a chance Peyton Hillis can work his way back into the rotation?
I think he can work his way into the rotation, but I don't think it'll be effective.
Interesting. All right, who are you up on in this game?
Torrey Smith, you know, 2 straight great games, you know, for all the worries after the first 2 weeks, I think he's looking really legit. I'd definitely start him over Julio Jones this week. What do you think about that?
Sorry, who over Julio Jones? I missed that.
Torrey Smith.
Yeah, what? Oh,
And I mean, that's a legit problem. I mean, if you only have 2 wide receivers and you have 3 good running backs and one's in your flex, say you had, you wouldn't have Calvin Johnson, but someone else that's doing good, then you got Julio Jones and Torrey Smith.
I just think Julio is sitting on a 12-catch, 180-yard, 3-touchdown game. That's the only fear I would have, but you make a good point. Who are you down on in this game?
Dennis Pitta. I loved Dennis Pitta heading into last week against the Browns and no catches. With all of the tight end play that we've seen out of a lot of guys, I feel like there's a couple elite options and then just like 15 to 17 guys that are all right in that like middle range. And Pitta's, after a no catch week, he's got to be falling towards the end of that, don't you think?
Yeah, listen, the tight end is so deep this year that, I believe it or not, I actually dropped Greg Olsen, even though he's been playing so well in a league, just because I had Rudolph and I had somebody else. Actually, I dropped him too. Anyway, regardless. No, tight end's deep. So, All right, next up, it is the Miami Dolphins at the Cincinnati Bengals. So there's your key lime pie at three-way chili. Can you tell I haven't eaten yet, JB? Oh, did we lose you, JB?
Yeah, I'm back now. Sorry, I don't know what happened. It hiccuped.
No, you checked out there because I guess I've been talking too much about food. I was just saying, I guess you can tell that I'm hungry. I haven't eaten yet. All right, what do you think about what Reggie Bush might do against an improving Cincinnati Bengals defense?
I think he could do more like what we saw at the beginning of the season. I know that Cincinnati looked better last week, but I'm not sold. I think he's still a running back too this week.
All right, let me ask you this. Is A.J. Green currently, at this moment, the best wide receiver in football?
I'm still going to say Roddy White.
Interesting. Who are you up on in this game?
It's got to be Brian Hartline. Man, just what a game. 12 for 253. I mean, that's just kind of – that's Madden numbers or something like that. Right. I think you have to start him this week. It's a great matchup. Cincinnati's defense, you know, while they did look better last week, still I'm not sold that they're back to what they were last year. I think I'm starting him as a flex or wide receiver two or three.
Yeah, I was kind of blown away with what Miami was able to do against that Arizona defense. So it's going to be interesting to see what Hartline and Tannehill do going forward. So definitely keeping an eye on that. Who are you down on in this game?
Yeah, I love Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis, and I still think he's going to be a second running back for the rest of the year. But a goal line fumble after having no fumble problems heading into the past couple weeks. I don't think he ever had a career fumble. But now he's got two. And he couldn't even break 90 yards on 28 carries against a terrible Jacksonville defense. The Miami defense is looking strong, especially against the run. I know it was Ryan Williams they saw last week, and Green Ellis is much better than that. But I think he falls into flex territory this week.
Interesting. You know, I think the Mayans have something to do with the Cincinnati running backs of past and present, because now you've got Ben Jarvis Green-Ellis fumbling in Cincinnati, where you're right, he didn't have a career fumble before this year. And you've got Cedric Benson catching passes in Green Bay. Who would have thought?
Yeah, something weird is going on.
Next up, we're into the afternoon game. Starting at 4:05 is the Chicago Bears at Jacksonville Jaguars. What do you think about Brandon Marshall going forward?
I feel like we've talked about him virtually every week. I still think he's a low-end wide receiver one. I think he's shown that he can give you big games. He's going to have a dud here and there. But we've seen virtually every position player have a dud so far, except for maybe Alfred Morris, which there's the Mayans laughing at us again. but I think he's going to have a solid game and should tear up the Jacksonville secondary.
And just for the – I'm only bringing it up for the sake of clarification, we're not starting anyone but MJD for the Jaguars, correct?
Cha-ching!
All right, that's a good answer. Who are you up on in this game?
I think it's Matt Forte. There were a lot of question marks heading into the Monday night game. Hopefully everyone read my last second decisions piece, which comes out Sunday mornings, where I said bench both Michael Bush and Matt Forte, even if you have both. I don't think the knee injury is as much of a concern. He looked a lot better than Michael Bush did. I like him a lot in this game against the bad Jacksonville run defense.
All right, fair enough. Next up is the Seattle Seahawks at Carolina Panthers. Are you going to be able to stomach watching Marshawn Lynch run all over your Panthers?
I'm not, but you know what helps my stomach and my nerves is Skittles, just like how they help Marshawn Lynch. So I'll just eat a lot of Skittles and be on a sugar high by the end of it.
Yeah, fair enough. Do we even need to talk about the Carolina running backs, or is that just, have we just done that to death?
Yeah, I think we have. They're both low-end flexes. I like D'Angelo a little bit more, like I have all year, but that's it.
All right. Did I make a mistake dropping Greg Olsen?
You know, I think you might have. I still think he's gonna be just like what I said about all position players. They're going to be duds, and there's going to be good games. The Panthers are splitting him out a lot, and a lot more than I expected. And they're starting to use him more like their second wide receiver.
They need someone else. They need someone else to catch the ball.
And they're finally realizing that Brandon LaFell isn't very good. A lot of people liked him as a sleeper. I just knew he didn't really have that much talent. And so it's going to be Greg Olsen lining up outside a lot. And if they're going to be doing that, that means they're going to be throwing him the ball.
Who are you up on in this game?
My boy Cam. What a comeback for him. You know, it was a brutal loss. But, hey, Cam got the fantasy stat line down. I actually called him a bench, so I was wrong. He made the Falcons' defense look a lot worse than they really are. I think he'll do fine, even though it is the Seahawks.
Who you down on in this game?
And, you know, Russell Wilson coming back to where he started college in the Carolinas. Just a couple terrible games in a row. I know you said you liked him towards the end of the year as he develops, but I don't see them doing really anything in the passing game in this game.
I'll just suggest this. If you actually go and listen, I'm not arguing that he hasn't looked great, but he is a rookie quarterback. I'm more interested in his upside. But I will say this, if you look at his three picks last week, they were all actually fluky if you go back on NFL.com and have a look at the video. So do I think Carolina's, you know, going to get at him? Possibly. I could see Charles Johnson, you know, maybe getting through that line. But I think Seattle actually might come in and beat up your Panthers a little bit. So
Yeah, I don't think so. Our secondary has actually looked okay, minus some really bad plays by our safety Nakamura on Roddy White. And we got to Matt Ryan a lot last week. I think we keep this game manageable. I'm not going to say we win, but I think it's a 13-10 type game.
All right, the Buffalo Wings at San Francisco Sourdough Breads, 4:25 p.m. kickoff. Hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick finally had a good game for the Bills.
Yeah, well, every game's been a good fantasy game so far. Multiple touchdowns in every week, I believe.
Yep.
You know, he was my lead on last-second decisions. I said I'd start him over Tony Romo. Man, did that look right. How come every time you say food for the cities, it sounds like a good one-two punch of a meal?
Mm. Yeah, wings and sourdough bread, I could do that.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
I just got back from San Francisco, and man, did I eat good out there.
Man, yeah. You travel a lot. I'm jealous.
Hey, man, you know what? I spent 6 years working on cruise ships, and I travel a lot for work, so... You know, I have to get to all these Razzball mustache conventions that Gray sends me to, so I'm on the road quite a bit. So let's talk about San Francisco's defense, because when we interviewed B.J. Rudell in the preseason, one thing he talked about is, look, if there really is an elite defense, and I know there's all kinds of arguments, but if there's a defense you think could be exceptional, go out and get them. A round or two early when no one else is picking defenses. Any chance you've come along to around to that philosophy?
I wouldn't come around to pick in the first 10 rounds or so. I just can't bring myself to pick a defense that early. And a lot of people kind of did that. I have always, always, always picked defenses in the last round and then streamed. But this year it is just not working. I've picked streamers. One example was... it was the Oakland defense, I think, at Miami in week two after Tannehill looked terrible, and then they got negative points. And, you know, last week I went against San Francisco's defense in an inflated points game. You know, they got 30 points. So I need to start addressing that, and I think we got to start thinking about how defenses are affecting fantasy leagues a little bit more, at least than I'm used to.
Yeah, fair enough. Who are you up on in this game?
You know, I like Scott Chandler. San Francisco, while they've been a stout defense, they've given up the ninth most points to tight ends. He's got four touchdowns now, scored in three or four games. I think he has a nice game here.
All right. Who are you down on?
I think it's got to be C.J. Spiller. You know, Fred Jackson got 16 touches to Spiller's 10 last week. The shoulder injury looked like it kind of nagged on him. He had to come out once with his arm a little slack. If you sold high on him, man, you're looking good. You're chuckling at your league, but it's going to be tough to start either one in this game against San Francisco.
Yeah, that is an absolute fair statement. All right, let's stick with the afternoon games. Next up is the Denver Broncos at New England Patriots. How are you feeling about Peyton Manning?
I'm on the bandwagon. Man, he looks good. You know, minus one first quarter against Atlanta. He's looked good virtually all year.
Agreed.
Yeah, I think he lights up the scoreboard in this game. He's familiar with New England's defense. I know it's a little bit different, but it's all still the Belichick system. I think this is another good shootout game.
All right. Are we still arguing over the Denver wide receivers, or maybe we can just come to a truce and realize that they're both pretty darn good?
True. I agree with that.
All right. Let me ask you about Brandon Bolden.
I watched a lot of the Patriots versus the Bills. You know, when the Bills were up 21-7 and the Panthers were up, I was thinking we were going to have a fun lead-in for our teams. And then reality set in. Man, the Patriots just ran all over the Bills. Ridley got a lot of the work early, then Bolden got a lot of work. Man, I could have run through the holes he got. I think he just kind of got a lot of touches because the Patriots were up so good. I think he's not – I don't even think he's really worth an ad. He's just going to be a change of pace. It's still Ridley's backfield. Woodhead's still in the mix. I don't think he's worth a look in this game.
All right. Who are you up on in this game?
You know, I really like Jacob Tammy. He didn't have a huge game last week, but New England gives a ton of points to tight ends. We saw Scott Chandler get two last week. I think he has a solid game.
Who are you down on?
I'm going to say no one. Unless you count Brandon Bolden, who I just talked about, but I think because I don't think he's fantasy relevant, I think every other fantasy relevant player has a good game in this one.
Fair enough. All right, Tennessee Titans at Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, Jake Locker messing up that shoulder again that he messed up in week one trying to make a tackle on an interception. Probably out. You don't want any Titans players besides maybe Chris Johnson. Tease.
No, I'm not buying Chris Johnson. You know, I think Minnesota's defense is actually underrated. I'm actually trying to pick them up in a couple leagues right now. They are 3-1, to be fair, so maybe they aren't as underrated as I thought. I think, though, if Locker's out and Hasselbeck is throwing, it might be an interesting game, actually, for the receivers. I could see that. You know, Minnesota's the strength of their defense comes from that defensive line led by Jared Allen, and I could see the veteran Hasselbeck not getting rattled by that pass rush, possibly. So I could just throwing that out there. I could see I could see an interesting afternoon for I don't know who. I don't know if it'll be Kendall Wright or Kenny Britt or Washington if Britt even plays, but just something to keep an eye on.
You know, it's easy to find the quarterback in the pocket when he's using a walker in his 7-step drop.
Who you up on in this game?
Here's my tease. I like Chris Johnson. I think he's a flex play or a bye week fill in for running back two. If you have him, you probably have to start him. In one league, I have him and DeMarco Murray, and that, talk about a bad draft.
You are wrong. He is so nuclear right now. Oh my gosh. There is no chance I start Chris Johnson until I see three games in a row like what he just did.
He did it against the Texans defense. I know Minnesota's defense is good as well, but they're going to give him the ball. He's going to be worked in the passing game. Hasselbeck is used to chucking him the ball. I think he's going to have a okay-ish to solid week. I don't think he goes off, but I think he's going to be fine. Know what I'm saying?
Who you down on?
Yeah, I wrote about him in my piece, Christian Ponder. I thought he was going to have a solid week last week. You know, he just had to facilitate the game. I don't think he's fantasy relevant unless he has another string of five straight great games again. He just did nothing last week. I don't think he does anything this week either. I think the Vikings have a good lead, and they support that with their defense.
All right, the Sunday nighter is the San Diego Chargers at Nolan Saints. Does Philip Rivers go off in this game? Because if track record versus the Saints this year is any indication, that is going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. It's if you're having a bad year, just play the Saints and then you'll be fine. I think he does have three or four touchdowns in this one.
All right. Who else do you like from a Chargers point of view?
I really like Malcolm Floyd. I've liked him all year. I thought he was really undervalued. It was a bad game last week, but they got up big on the Chiefs and didn't really have to throw or stretch the field that much. I think he gets a lot of work in this game as it's another shootout type matchup. I like him. I like Antonio Gates to kind of bounce back a little bit as well.
Who you up on?
You know, I like Jackie Battle. I know that's going to make a lot of people laugh. We saw.
I don't think so. I disagree. Okay. Yeah. No.
There you go. We haven't. That's how you prove that this is live, and we haven't talked about this before. I thought you were going to laugh at me with a DeSean Jackson type scorn. two touchdowns last week, four catches for 42 yards through the air. The Chargers like to throw to their backs. Mike Tolbert has looked terrible as a receiver with the Panthers. If the Chargers can make him look like a good receiver, I think they can make Battle look like a good receiver. They don't have a lot of faith in Matthews. I think because the Saints run defense is so bad, I think Battle becomes a low end flex option, especially in PPR.
Who are you down on?
Yeah. If you're a Saints running back, not named Darren Sproles, then you're droppable.
Yeah. I don't even want to, Mark Ingram, you're killing me. Let's move on.
Yep.
The Monday nighter is Houston at New York Jets. Jets. Are the Jets toast?
I think so. I mean, it doesn't help that Santonio Holmes went down. And I mean, how sad is that, that he's probably your best offensive weapon and he just got hurt.
Because I don't know if I even want to watch this game other than to see what Arian Foster does.
Yeah, I've got Foster in two leagues. I'm going to be watching and hoping he goes crazy.
Who you up on?
We just talked about him, Arian Foster. I know it's a little stupid to say you're up on Arian Foster. Of course, everyone is. But you know what no one's really talking about is how Ben Tate has just really done nothing in games that you'd expect him to do a lot in. In three of the 4 weeks, he's got under 3.3 yards per carry. They've been in a blowout situation in every single week they've been in. Last week, 38-14. He only got five carries to Foster's 24. I think they're really going to start featuring Foster in just the complete lead role, and Tate doesn't get that kind of like 15 carry game.
Interesting. Who are you down on this week?
Yeah, you got to hate Sean Green. One good week, and people are saying maybe he's back. You know, he's the starting running back, and then just terrible. I think Bilal Powell, if no one's picked him up yet, he's worth a look. But, man, you're literally starting no Jets. Hey, I have a question for you, though.
Absolutely.
If Sanchez gets pulled and Tebow comes in late in this game, because this has got to be a 24-0 game by the third quarter, you'd probably expect. If Tebow comes in, gets 50 yards rushing, throws for a touchdown, and he starts against the Colts in week 6, what do you think you see out of him?
No, look, here's, I will just, this is, to me, this is cut and dry. Last year, Tebow had Decker, he had Demaryius Thomas, he had Willis McGahee. This year, there's nobody. I mean, the Jets are, you know, there's some upside guys like Hill, but there's no playmakers there. There's no skill players. So, there's no chance. I never say never, but I would be shocked if Tim Tebow is fantasy relevant in 2012.
Yeah, he could throw the ball to himself.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you a quick question. If I'm in the Triangle in North Carolina, what's the local delicacy I want to try?
Oh, man. There's an awesome Mexican restaurant near my place.
No. I don't want like a great restaurant. I want like what's the one thing? I got one day in the Triangle. What do I have to eat? What is, you know, Triangle, North Carolina?
You gotta get barbecue off the tailgate at an NC State football game.
Huh. Interesting. All right. I'm going to have to research that. I'm going to come with some recipes next week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Razzball Football Podcast. That's my man, JB. You can ask him your start, sits, or any other kind of football-related questions at JB Gilpin, G-I-L-P-I-N. I am at Nick Capozzi, C-A-P-O-Z-Z-I. If there's anything you want to talk about regarding this podcast or the Razzball Fantasy Baseball Podcast. JB, you got anything else to add?
Yeah, so if we're from our cities, respectively, our meal would be the Canadian back, am I saying this right, the back bacon sandwich?
Yeah.
And the tailgate barbecue, that just sounds awesome before a football game.
Well, okay, let me give you the real back bacon experience. So what it is, you get like a soft Portuguese roll, okay, so it's like the most beautiful piece of white bread, fresh out of the oven. Then what they do, they take the Canadian bacon, but I mean, it's fresh. It's not what you're buying in the supermarket in the U.S. It's beautiful. And then they just put it on a skillet just for a little bit. It's more to warm it up and just caramelize a little bit of the meat. And then what they'll do is they'll put spicy hot mustard on it. And
I love hot mustard.
Oh, brother, that is good times. Actually, I don't know if I'm giving this away, but I believe that I'm a big fan of Anthony Bourdain. And I believe they just shot an edition of The Layover in Toronto. So you'll get to see all the good eats we got up here. And I believe they did go to St. Lawrence Market to Carousel Bakery to get a Canadian back bacon sandwich.
I hope I see you in the background sliding it as one of those people and then they kind of wave to the camera in the background out of focus.
I will be that guy. All right, JB, thanks so much. And we'll be back next week, ladies and gentlemen, with another edition of the Razzball Football Podcast. That kick-ass Razzball Football Podcast theme song you're rocking to right now, that's by Symphony of Nine featuring Juice Jones. We'd also like to thank the staff at Glenmore Records for helping us put this together. If you need quality audio recording done in the city of Toronto, check out glenmorerecords.com.
It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast. It's the Razzball Podcast.
Razzball, baby.